Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jimmy Nolan sometimes ventures into rough neighborhoods in Yonkers. He'll go up to perfect strangers, introduce himself, and then tell people about the Yonkers Police Gun Buyback Program. He does this in memory of his brother, Mike Nolan.
He would go down to like some of the worst neighborhoods and just automatically become friends with everybody. He was the 6'8 lefty that would come out of nowhere and dunk the ball.
23-year-old Mike Nolan was a phenomenal athlete.
Oh, he was multi-talented. Basketball, baseball, football, you know, you name it, you know, he excelled in it.
But he really excelled at baseball. The Oakland A's picked up the towering pitcher.
Speed, you know, he had a great changeup, curve, slider, and his pickoff move. He said that many times they never saw it coming.
Everything ended in September 2015.
There was a drag race, which my brother was proving that he wasn't drag racing. And then there was an altercation, which my brother did not throw any punches, nothing. It was somebody else's fight. My brother didn't leave Dunkin' Donuts after the fight. He went to his friend's house. And then from there, with a friend, he went to Burger King to get something to eat. He was standing outside the car, and they said that they went there to scare people. And unfortunately, my brother was a result of it.
Four young men from the Bronx seeking retaliation drove to Yonkers. One of them drew a gun and fired into the crowd in the Burger King parking lot on Central Park Avenue. Mike Nolan was shot in the head.
For months, we wondered who these people were and why they did this. And you have a whole bunch of questions. Then you finally see them. And a lot of them, a few of them, were not even remorseful. They didn't bat an eye, nothing like that. If anything, they had more of an attitude than we did. They gave us the dirty looks.
Yonkers detectives never gave up. After several months, they rounded up the suspects. The young men cut deals. They were sent to prison. The shooter stunned the courtroom.
Just like the shooter in court, he said to my mother, after I was finished going off on him in the victim impact statement, that your son isn't innocent, when it was proven that my brother was innocent. There was witnesses, there was videotape that he didn't do anything. They claimed that he was in on it, but it was proven, through multiple sources on both sides that he was innocent. He had nothing to do with the fight. He just happened to be there in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Jimmy Nolan was consumed with rage. Revenge crossed his mind, but he kept his composure.
Pretty much you have a choice, and it's the hardest choice in the world to do good and do bad. Because you could easily do bad, but then, like, if you do bad, you're going to ruin his reputation. You're going to ruin everything. You're going to put a stamp on his name. And so I decided to do good.
The Nolan family took action.
I had started a scholarship organization, which I have 8 scholarships a year now for kids that I give that back to. And it's been very successful so far. Along with that, I go with Yonkers Police for the illegal gun buyback program. We speak about it. You know, we go to community meetings. I go wherever I have to. Sometimes I go alone. And I speak to them. I listen, this is why we do it, and this is what it entitles. We're not looking to set anybody up. We're just looking to stop anyone from feeling the pain that my brother did or I did or my family, his best friends. It's a hard choice, but it's a choice that can easily stop somebody from being hurt.
He says he's well-received, even in violent neighborhoods.
So I approached him. I said, listen, hey, my name is Jimmy Nolan. This is why I'm here. My brother is Michael Nolan, the baseball player. Once I say that, it clicks ears. Then you start telling them, this is why I'm here. I'm telling them about the program, about why this program is effective, $500 cash.
The Nolan family also helped to get a new law passed in Yonkers.
So now if you're caught in Yonkers drag racing, your car will be confiscated. You will be hit with a $2,000 fine. You could face jail time. But not only Yonkers, but any highway that goes through Yonkers.
It's satisfying to know that they're making a difference, but nothing can ever assuage the family's pain.
Oh, they're distraught. It's something that never goes away. You know, every day is, you know, it could be good or the next day it could be bad. It changes quick. You remember something that he said or he did or you have a memory. And the pain, like I said, you wake up every day, the pain is there. You feel it. But you just got to try and find a way to go through it. But it's extremely hard and devastating.
When times are tough, Jimmy Nolan thinks of his brother and his spirit is renewed.
As long as I can save one life, one person from going through what I felt or my brother felt or my family or their best friend, whatever, it's worth it. No matter what I have to do or where I have to go, who I have to speak to, if I can help get that one gun to stop somebody from making a wrong decision, it's worth it.
Last year, they collected 52 guns. Nolan wants to
build a statue of my brother from the melted guns as a tribute to him and a symbol of, unfortunately, what happened. This is what it can become, and it's a statue of him pitching. The guns be melted down into a mound, so he'll be dominating the mound still.
In Yonkers, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.